Tomorrow, we'll learn how the new 988 system works. But a note, meantime, you can still use the 1-800-273-TALK line, 1-800-273-TALK. A lot of people do, because as it stands now, services for people considering suicide are hard to find. As Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett explains, someone in crisis has only a few options for in-person help.
In a lot of the U.S., that's in emergency departments or even jail. But throughout Illinois, there's nearly 24 facilities called living rooms. One of these is Unity Point Health's Unity Place in Peoria, Illinois.
There's kind of a home atmosphere. We've got recliners, large-scale TV, a Wii, kind of a kitchen area that we have snacks and that kind of thing.
Christina Gerlach is the crisis services manager. She says these living rooms are meant to be a comfortable, welcoming place for people during a mental health crisis. And people can just walk in. No doctor's note or payment needed. The ER is not an ideal place to receive mental health care. They're loud, sometimes chaotic. Staff don't always have mental health training. These living rooms are designed as an alternative, where people having suicidal or homicidal thoughts, panic attacks, severe depression, or struggling with substance use can easily find help. Living rooms are usually grant-funded, and Gerlach says they're primarily staffed with peer recovery counselors. This requires about a year of training and personal experience with mental health struggles or addiction.
We have absolutely had clients come in here who were definitely struggling and who came here and have said, this saved my life coming here, having this to be able to talk to somebody.
Earlier this year, 19-year-old Benjamin Kowalczyk had never heard of a living room. But after a bad breakup, he says everything felt like it was crumbling around him.
And I had fallen into a bad depression state. You know, at that point, I realized, like, I need to get back into therapy, and I need to do something about my mental health because it's declining very quickly.
Worried it would take too long to see his old therapist, Kowalczyk's mom was told about Threshold's Forever Hope, a living room in Chicago. So they went, spent about 30 minutes connecting with one of their counselors. In their follow-up meetings, they helped him find a therapist and psychiatrist.
And it was just such a enlightening experience going there for the first time. It made me feel like I actually had somewhere safe to go.
Now, Kowalczyk says he's doing a lot better. Matthew Tassinari oversees the counselors at this same living room.
There's no better feeling for me to have someone come in and they're at the worst, you know, moment in their life. Sometimes they're in distress, they're crying. To have them leave with a smile on their face, to know that they have a safe place to come back to. Yeah, to have them leave is just truly, it's truly amazing.
One of the downsides of living rooms in Illinois is they aren't open 24/7. But the benefit of these facilities is promising, even though the research on them is limited. In one small study, researchers found of the more than 200 visits to one living room outside Chicago, 93% of visitors didn't need further care at an ER, which saves money for both healthcare providers and patients. Michelle Haaland, an associate professor at Rush University in Chicago, led this study.
They said that 80% said the most helpful thing was the ability to talk through the situation and problem solve. 67 said the coping skills the client worked on and the coping skills they worked on was the most helpful.
There are at least a dozen states that have similar models, including Arizona, Tennessee, and Colorado. In Illinois, leaders of living rooms aren't sure if the 988 rollout will mean a sudden influx of visitors, especially since it may take time for people to become familiar with the 988 hotline. In the meantime, they say they're carefully watching for any upticks. For Here and Now, I'm Carter Barrett.
And you just heard Carter mention that new number. Again, starting this Saturday, you can reach the National Suicide Prevention Hotline by dialing 988. That's 988. And the traditional number is going to stay, but you can call it right now. It's 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-TALK. You can also text HOME to 741-741, HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. This story is part of the Carter Center's Mental Health Parity Collaborative, produced in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity.